For 89 years, the Sheridan Wyo Rodeo has drawn big crowds to the city's fairgrounds. But one exciting event in particular is known to keep them coming back every year. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports on what many say is North America's most extreme sport.
Now, how many of you enjoyed the Indian reeling?
The Sheridan Wyo Rodeo dates all the way back to 1931, and Sheridan County Commissioner and Rodeo Board Member Emeritus Tom Ringley says locals got the idea during the years of the Great Depression.
They wanted some activity for the town because it was just dead as a doornail.
But its most famous event has only been around for 23 years.
We've got an event which is not a sanctioned PRCA event, but is sanctioned by the Sheridan Wyo Rodeo. And that's the World Championship Indian Relay Races.
Sean Realbird is the Indian Events Coordinator for the rodeo. He says the sport originates with Plains Native American tribes stealing horses when they were at war with each other.
When they steal these horses, the horse that they rode would be played out, and they would jump on another horse. And they would do that all the way back home. And so that's where the Indian Relay started.
Realbird says they brought this tradition to reservations, and competitors raced around on an oval. In the 1990s, Sheridan Rodeo officials asked Realbird if there were some Native American events that could make their rodeo more exciting because attendance was going down.
Because if they didn't bring back the Native events, there was a possibility that they would have to cancel it because of the low fan base.
And Realbird says the Indian relay races caught on quickly.
There they go! In the middle of the
track. A race has a lot of moving parts. There are teams of four people, a rider and three others that control and stop the horses. And the rider starts by jumping onto the horse and rides bareback. After each lap, riders have to jump off the moving horse and jump onto a new one for a total of three laps. This can lead to a lot of chaos.
The wrecks and the excitement all happen when you're switching horses, because the other horse from another team could run into you, you could run into another team, you could fall off your horse, and they don't have no saddle, and they're riding bareback, and they're riding full speed.
They just cost themselves a chance to win the title. Will, what do you think about that?
Realbird says not only is the race the most exciting sport in America, but it's also a way to preserve Native American culture and traditions.
Many, many years, it was not good to be an American Indian. But today, with organizations like the Professional Cowboys Association supporting Indian Relay, that we can bring this Native culture to the forefront. We can bring it and display it for all the world to see.
Realbird even made a rule that riders have to wear traditional dress, and riders paint themselves and their horses with traditional designs.
They take great pride in their teams. I didn't foresee that these team members would all be utilizing a uniform with Native designs on them. They would, even now, some of the teams would come out with moccasins, and some of the teams would even come out with war bonnets.
And of course they win prize money. Realbird says the Indian relays go beyond just the Sheridan Rodeo. There's a circuit and competitions all over the country. Realbird invites all tribal nations to compete in the Sheridan race. He says that most participants live on reservations and that the competitions have had a positive impact. Paul Nomi is a competitor for the Alligator Creek team that comes from the Crow Reservation. He says he loves the fast pace of the sport.
Yeah, that brings a lot of excitement too. All the competition and the big crowds. I think this one's probably the most extreme sport.
Tom Ringley of the Rodeo Board says the Indian relays are a vital part of what makes the Sheridan Wyo Rodeo great.
It's become an integral part of the rodeo. I can't imagine not having it.
On Saturday, the Mountain Crow team that represents the Crow Nation took the top prize after 4 days of competition. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Sheridan.
And I'll tell you that.